Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy. Tobin out. Frog Boy in. Leroy here. Say hi, Leroy. Oh, drinking poppy. I'm sorry.
What's up?
I just got to say one thing before I dive into these headlines really quickly. Cam Newton needs to take that damn hat off. What are we doing right now? I've never seen a man so obsessed with wearing a hat and have a full head of hair the way Cam Newton has 12-inch long dreadlocks, but must always wear a hat.
Think he's bald up top?
There's something going on. You know Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey had the cleanest tape of all time, undefeated tape of all time. Hair didn't move. And now we know why. So I'm wondering if you take, is the dreads attached to the hat? Right now he is wearing a hat that looks like, you know, that goofy hat where the mouth and then the teeth come down and then it's like long in the front.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looks like a mixture of that or between a guy who prevents forest fires from happening.
I have a picture of it on my ass.
Yeah, not too often, though, do you get to look back there. I'm not sure how many times you get a chance. But I'm sorry. It just completely blindsided me. And
but he's that's his thing, no.
Yeah, he's Cam Newton. He doesn't need a thing. That's the thing. You need a thing when you don't have anything.
But he did it when he played, so.
But he always does these things. Like, you see the way that he writes on the internet. Like, he'll put various symbols or capitalize certain things that are like... Like, I do weird things when I write as well, but his is just like... Like, I'm reading, like, a 13-year-old girl on MySpace. Like, he has his own font. And it's like Cam Newton just... I get it. You want to be unique. It's cool. It's fine.
Is it... You have a problem with Cam Newton?
No, I love Cam
Newton. All of his stuff he does...
No,
but it doesn't sound like it.
No, I think Cam Newton's a great football player. I thought he was very dope. Like, I like so many things about his professional career because I didn't really follow him too much at Auburn. No, he won the Heisman. Great. Cam Newton's great.
He only went to Auburn, I think, one year. I mean, he started.
Heisman,
you know,
year,
where he
though.
Started, right?
Florida, right? And then he got
Florida,
caught up on some stuff.
Then he
there.
Went to a small D2 yeah. school. Then yeah. he went to Auburn.
For sure. I like Cam Newton. I really do. But.
He was part of the evolution of the athletic quarterback.
Yeah, he totally was. He totally was. MVP season led him to a Super Bowl. There's so many great things to like about Cam Newton, which is why I'm like, why the hell do you need to do these stupid gimmicks. Like, this is
He's always done it though. It ain't like
It's completely unique to him, which means I know that that is him for sure. Like Lil Wayne with the skateboarding thing. It's not him just, you know, being like he wants to be different.
No, he's always been into that.
He loves skating. It really is what he likes. But I still look at it like, get off that damn skateboard, you're 40. And I look at him like, take off that damn hat, please. Like, if you want to have dreads, have dreads. If you want to wear it, it's not, I don't understand. It's his thing. It's completely irrelevant to what we need to be talking about on a football Friday. But I just wanted to bring it up because it just bothered me. His hat today looks so damn ridiculous if you have an opportunity to see it. They're doing First Take Live from Atlanta. Anyway, let's go ahead and dive into some headlines. It is, like I said, an action-packed Football Friday, and these headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, it's great deals over at Doral Hyundai. Leroy, we haven't had a weather report. Would you mind giving us a weather report? Brought to you by the Mesmer and Dover Law Firm.
What's up?
YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7 at 866-954-MORE.
It's partly sunny. Or if you're negative sunny. Nancy, it's partly cloudy.
Okay.
However you want to do it, it's partly either way. Right?
Yeah.
Winds are coming out of the east, still humming at about 15 to 20.
All right.
And it's doesn't look like there's a chance of showers because the clouds are pretty white, but it's Florida. Always expect a passing shower when it's cloudy. And I would say it's about right around 80, 83 degrees.
When I drove in today, it was great weather. It was very cloudy for sure, but it was sunny and it was nice. It's a little bit grayer now, but yeah, it is winds listed right now at 14 miles per hour out of the east. It's about 86 degrees. They got a 13% chance of rain.
86 degrees at 11:14?
Yeah, but they always lie, though. I don't know. I don't trust them because they always say like hotter than what it really is. What do they know?
That's national weather.
Yeah, like you're literally there. Sometimes I'm out there and it's like it says it's 92, and I'm like it's like 11 o'clock.
Can I tell you what's always wrong?
What?
Your car.
Yeah, for sure.
So, oh, my goodness.
My car's like, it's like, 109. I'm like, dude, it's not.
I should be sizzling right now.
Right now, you've just been under the sun while I was inside Publix, so you think it's 109, but it's only not.
You talking to your car?
Yeah, I have to let him know. He's tripping.
I think my dogs talked to me. I was outside playing catch with Zeus.
Yeah.
And I threw him one.
Yeah.
And I said, Zeus, you got to catch that. He did this. Like, hey, I don't have no hands.
What do you want me to do? Yeah, no. Man, I'm sure they do communicate in one way or another. Leroy, we have a Monday night matchup ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity to just get in the win column. Let's not focus on anything more than this week and this week alone.
Here's what I'm worried about this week. They got two receivers who are really good.
Yeah.
Really good. You've been getting picked apart. Matthew Stafford is an excellent quarterback.
For sure.
So the defense has to do a good job of getting pressure on Matthew Stafford. He's not moving. He's a statue.
Yeah.
You got to find ways to get pressure, get the ball out of his hands. And if he does have time, you better make damn sure you're covering down the field. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day. A really long day.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing that terrifies me. Could we be in a situation where now what has been hurting this team the last couple of weeks is the mobile quarterback. Like, you get free, but then they break contain and then throw the ball down the field. Matthew Stafford's not going to do that as much. So maybe the pass rush can get there. So that's all I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to say, where's that pass rush in relation to the quarterback? Are you speeding him up? Are you changing his clock to put him on your schedule?
Yeah.
And is the secondary going to be able to cover those two excellent receivers?
Well, we got some injury updates. We're going to hear from Mike McDaniel to talk more Dolphins when we come back. We'll end things off with a solid parlay before we get out of here in hour two. Because you know we got it. We got to give the fans what they want. And that is money in their pockets. So make sure you stick around. Catch us on YouTube and Twitch. We got more when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Live here on a Football Friday. Tobin out. Your boy Leroy here with us, although returning from some sort of escapade during the break. In the meantime, want to let you know something very important. J Fig is dipping into her secret stash and giving away 2-day general admission passes to the Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend. You might win and see the Zac Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and more. Later on, we'll be selecting a caller. And you know what? I'm feeling nice today. So I'm going to give away 2 opportunities. 2 opportunities to win 2-day general admission passes to Country Bay.
I was reading the chat, right?
Yeah.
And J-Fig says, that's his signature look. You know what my signature look is?
What's that?
Wing sauce on my shirt.
That is indeed. You know what? I think that's like a solid a dad's look, though. Just some sort of sauce stain on a T-shirt.
I tell you what. On Sunday, I get me some food. And I'll be watching football, and I can doze off to football because I can tell you what's going on in every game just by looking at the ticker at the bottom. So if I miss something, it don't matter. And what I normally do is I watch the Dolphins, and then I have the Browns in my ear. Ah. And if you've ever watched the Browns, that'll put you right to sleep.
I have not been subject to any Browns games, luckily. Although during the Josh Cribbs era, kind of fun to check them out every now and then.
Yeah. It's funny because everybody talks about Josh Cribbs as being, you know, this dude. Metcalf was like, holy smokes. You know, the guy's not in the NFL. He got 20,000 total yards. Think about that. 20,000.
Pretty good. Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver is addressing the media, has been for the last
because we won day later.
Yeah.
Normally they do it on Thursday, but today in the football week is technically Thursday.
Yeah, I think right now, or at least about 15 minutes ago, offensive coordinator Frank Smith is addressing the media.
Yeah, normally they do everything on Thursday. So when you play on Monday night, you just move everything one day later. So, question, are they going out early?
Are they heading out? I mean,
on Saturday?
Seems like that. Well, I'm gonna ask Joe. Joe would know.
Well, good luck catching up to him because you ain't gonna never be there when he leaves.
No. Well, I mean, you know, he likes to hobnob for a few minutes, so he won't be here. He'll be by the light studio.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other things to discuss. Zach Sealer mentioned that he'll be wearing a visor for the rest of his career. And he says he will wear a visor for his wife for the rest of his career, and she's right. Said happy he didn't lose sight. Swelling was his biggest hurdle. Luckily, no retina or cornea damage.
Y'all don't remember Orlando Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who got his eye put out by a flag. And he got suspended because when the official threw the flag and hit his eye, he went after the official.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting suspended.
Visor, though. Tell you what.
Yep. I wore a visor.
Visors are cool. My one of my favorite
Here's
players.
Here's the problem. They fog up.
Yeah, for sure. But
even they tell you that the glass is not supposed to fog up.
No, it fogs him. No, it totally fogs him. Growing up, two favorite visor looks. Number one, Brian Dawkins from the Eagles with that dark visor.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary. Probably number two, Sean Taylor with that orange visor that he had when he played with the Canes. Mm-hmm. Man.
You know, they outlawed. I don't think you can wear the dark visor anymore.
None? No dark visors?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I had a hockey, like a hockey contraption under my, because I broke my jaw. Cool. So they built me something where I had this thing underneath my helmet.
That's rough.
Yeah, couldn't breathe because I had a visor and then that. So basically my face was enclosed.
Man, that Sean Taylor orange visor, though. Come on now.
I love the way, you know, kids, they see the visor and they want a visor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, so all the kids are wearing visors and stuff like that. So they got mom and dad go spend that $100 for that visor.
Absolutely. I played Pee Wee football at around that time. So you have all these kids that will never play.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No, this is irrelevant. No, this is relevant. Hey, this is relevant.
First of all, no.
This is relevant. I'm telling you.
When you tell football stories, you say youth.
Why?
Because you was never Pee Wee.
No, I was. I was the shortest one. I promise. I was the shortest one. I hit a growth spurt late, Leroy. Luckily for my wife.
I was 5'10".
Yeah.
In the 10th grade.
No, I was.
And I grew 2 inches the rest of my life.
I was 5'7", 5'8", in 10th grade.
When you were five?
No, I promise. I wasn't tall. I really wasn't tall. It just kind of came out of nowhere. So youth football then, filled with a bunch of kids who will never, ever sniff, you know, the league. But every one of them had their mom buy them the visor as if they were.
You wasn't one of the cool kids if you didn't have a visor.
Exactly. No, not me. Unfortunately, I had pads. Those bruises on my arms, it would hurt. I was not about that. But
I tell you what, that contraption I had, I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah. I can't even imagine having to play
And then, it was brutal.
You said you played it. I mean, you showed us a torn bicep and the injuries that NFL players have to play with. And, like, to still go out there and say, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. And, like, your whole hand is completely a club is, like, come on now. It's crazy. It really is.
But the thing that I hate more than anything is that some of these guys, and I have tried to give the team whatever I have, like, I've played a whole year limping because I had a partial tear in one of my ligaments in my knee. But I played the whole year, right? And the way I was rewarded was after the season was over, they asked me to restructure my contract. And so I swore that I would never do it again. And I'm like, this is not me wanting to give everything I can to the team. But this is the team holding it against me while asking me, hey, what can you give us this week? And so I don't get mad at players that say I'm banged up and I'm not playing. Now, it's different in different sports. Once you get the guaranteed money, that's a whole different animal. But football, what people don't realize is you suck it up and you try to play 3 or 4 games. At the end of that year, fans, team, organization go say, oh, he lost a step. We got to go get some of that money back. And that's not the case at all. So I commend players for doing it. You have to be in a different financial space to be able to do it. But if I'm like a guy trying to get mine and I'm on the come up, I'm not doing it. I'm not playing hurt. And the fans and the organizations, this is what you want. If you nobody ever says he's playing hurt. Let's just, you know, give us what you can. Nobody says that. As soon as he go on that field, oh, he sucks. He's a bum. Right. So.
No, it's true. I mean, no one usually attempts to figure out what's going on. And then you find out afterwards, once the person goes on IR, like, it makes sense. He was playing with a torn this or a torn that. But
right. Exactly.
Leroy, how much of your schedule do you have booked out right now? Because we got some Mike McDaniel sound we got to get to.
I'm good. I'm good.
Do you have at least the next 4 to 5 hours? There was an answer so long that I saw Tobin sent over the audio. There was literally an answer so long, and they usually are long, but he had to label it part one and part two, which means that if you thought any other piece of audio that we usually hear was long-winded, I'm interested to hear that one. And it is why the Miami Dolphins should believe that the team is improving. But the trade deadline has come and gone. Nothing is done by the Dolphins. And essentially, Mike McDaniel here explained.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What were the trade deadline talks amongst the front office?
A couple conversations we had, both about people reaching out to us and different possibilities, inward and outward. And I think the action was that there was no action. That in itself, I think we I think we believe in the roster and want to see guys come through a tough time, and I think that's really what that was executed, and nothing more than that.
Right. Or nothing more than that comment. So like, it was a whole bunch of something.
What's crazy is like, literally the answer is nothing. Not like, you know, like silence. I mean, the answer is nothing. And right. It took him 45 words to say that.
I sent you the picture.
Let me check it out.
Look at that contraption I had underneath my face mask.
You found this on Google?
Yeah.
Oh man. What the hell
it's
is
like,
that?
It's a hockey. It's the bottom of a hockey mask that they put on my helmet to protect my jaw. Wow, and I play with that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's the only one ever made.
Leroy, this looks like a...
Yes. It was hard to breathe. No air was getting through.
This looks like braces in 1910. How can I imagine? This is going around.
Hey, it was a contraption.
Yeah,
I could barely move my head because it was leaning up against my shoulder pads.
Yeah,
no, but that's when I broke my jaw.
Unacceptable.
They put that on me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now on the computer. It's a little bit closer here, and damn.
Yeah, that's what I played with my last year in Michigan.
The whole year.
The whole year.
You never got used to it, I'm assuming.
No, you couldn't breathe. Dude, in between plays, I'd take my helmet off so I could breathe air.
Oof.
And then right before we broke the huddle, I put it back on.
Rough.
Yeah.
Leroy Horde, tough.
Like, you know what's funny, though?
What?
I never thought about it being tough. Here's what I thought. the University of Michigan ain't gonna stop moving the ball down the field whether I'm in there or not.
It might as well.
And I don't want to give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
So I put my helmet back on and went back in there because I didn't want somebody else to get some shine, because that's kind of what happened, how I got playing time. Yeah. One of the guys got hurt. I had 7 carries for 100 and something yards.
Yep.
And that's how I started. And I'm like, I see these guys coming up. Put that thing on my
put that thing on. Put that hockey thing on me.
Hey, it was, dude, I'm telling you, it was so hot. I could not wait until it got cold.
Well, you know, obviously that was one thing that was important, making sure that you were available. But once you were available, had to make sure you didn't fumble the ball like Raheem Mostert.
Hey.
Mike McDaniel.
I am not going to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I fumbled the ball a little too much for a lot of coaches' liking. And so I'm not going to sit here, and if you've never heard me yell one word to Raheem Mostert.
Nope.
Because that would be hypocritical. I'm not going to do that. I would just say, hey, it's very important that you protect the ball, because this team hasn't gotten that many opportunities. Wow. And you can't lose them.
Mike McDaniel assures us that Raheem is going to make sure he has better ball control. This is what the head coach had to say.
Nature of football, and when you have a group that is talented like they are and competitive, you have to give reason and keep that for all your touches. And you know, he's earned. You know, there's been about 400 touches that he hasn't fumbled on, but that being said, what only matters is this next game, and he is putting full focus on making sure that ball stays with him.
I'll take this one.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That's all I know. That's all I know how to say with that. Like, and here's how I look at it. Nobody wants to screw up. Right? And every time I fumbled, very rarely did they say to me, "You're carrying it carelessly." It's always one of those situations, helmet to ball, guy gets his hand in there and does the old rip thing, punched out, you know, some craziness. And when it hurts our team and the team we're rooting for, we always say, our guy screwed up. Is it possible? Just throw this out there. That the other team made a great play? Because imagine what Jacksonville was saying
when Javon Holland punched
that ball. Because he could have punched his leg, his arm. He hit the ball perfectly.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that was just a good play by Javon Holland?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
We saw.
And they're saying they're running back carrying the ball crazy. No.
I mean, in their defense, Travis Etienne has had a very horrible season, if I'm being honest. As a guy who owns
so is everybody else.
Not Derrick Henry.
Oh, he struggled last night. Listen, guess what?
Yeah.
And you know what? I was on to it.
What you mean?
I didn't do no Derrick Henry.
Oh, you know what I did as a part of my parlay? Yeah, because anytime touchdown, Derrick Henry is always going to hit. But as opposed to taking what they had given at 90, they had him listed at 91 yards. I took the alternative line at 65 yards. And he didn't hit that until about.
You don't get as good return.
Which is why I had to do an 8-leg parlay.
but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how this works.
All right.
They want you to do 8 and 9-leg parlays because they're damn near impossible.
Correct.
That being said, even if they lower the number,
yep,
They don't give you the odds.
No, they
so
don't.
They, you are risking one more, you know, line to lose. And that's what they're banking on.
Well, I'm taking them to the bank, baby, because two parlays back-to-back last night.
So you've won three parlays this week?
Four. Yeah. We're going. Look, listen, we're going to put in some more tonight. When we come back, we will look at the lines for Monday night's game, see if we can sprinkle a little something on it. And we got that and much more.
Segment Chili Pepper.
You know, a little Chili Pepper when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Be careful, though.
It's spicy.
Why is it spicy?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. You hear that song, you know what time it is. Leroy.
Chili pepper.
Time to put in some chili peppers, shall we?
Do we want to do basketball?
Yeah, look, we have some Miami Heat action tonight against the Nuggets. So we can start there.
I don't like doing my team.
Okay, so you want to put together one from around the NBA.
We can go around the NBA.
Yeah.
Or I got some here, man. These point totals are so high.
What are they giving you?
So, here. Who's... Oh, no, I'm not even doing that. Kevin Durant, more or less 26 points.
Going against Dallas, so, you know, he's going to want to definitely score.
Steph Curry, more or less 25 and a half.
Going against Cleveland, I think they're still undefeated, so they're going to need him.
Shai Gilgeous.
What are they giving you, like the all-stars of the league? Like, what are the...
This is the popular. This is what everybody's going with. But if I just do points, then they put everybody. So pick a guy. But, like, they're all ridiculous. Just pick a random guy.
Hmm.
Like, who is Benedict Mathurin?
Oh, you don't know him?
He plays for Indiana.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows Benedict. What's his last name?
18 points?
How do you spell his last name?
Mathurin.
Oh, yeah, Mathurin. Everyone knows who Benedict Mathurin is. Definitely one of the guys, when I think of basketball... Everyone's like, oh, there goes old Benedict Mathurin.
You're thinking Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, because I've actually never heard of this guy in my life.
Literally, right, that's what I'm saying. 18 points.
Is he a rookie? I don't even know what the hell's going on here.
I don't know. From.
All right, Leroy, you're derailing.
So you want to go to football? Let's do a football.
Let's do a football.
Do we want to do college?
No, because you can't bet player props in college.
I can.
On Prize Picks, you can.
On Prize Picks, they got everything, baby. All right.
Should be illegal.
So let's see. Let's see what we got here. All right. Let me see what they got for the Miami people. Okay.
Talk about the Hurricanes?
Yes.
All right.
Cam Ward, more or less 319 and a half yards. You see how big those numbers are, dude?
I mean, but it's Cam Ward.
I wrote him every game, every weekend.
Yeah.
And then 2 weekends ago, doo-doo.
Oh, right? So that was the FSU game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they decided to run the ball.
Yep.
Now, what I did do, though, and here's the problem in college. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody has two or three running backs. So when you look at the projections, it lists three guys playing the same position. That makes it hard because if one of them get hot...
They just keep giving them the ball.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. No, so that's rough. It really is rough.
So, but here's what I'm making a killing on.
All right.
Restrepo.
Oof.
And number of receptions.
I mean,
not even yards.
He's going to be the main target for sure. So
right. So let me see. I'll tell you right now. Receptions.
They got to have him at like 6.5 or something.
Six.
Look at that.
Six, and he's been killing it.
Yeah.
So I do like, and I mostly in college, I do passing because I know it's going to be one guy. But I'm going to tell you who to stay away from.
Oh, look at this. Look, in the chat here, we got someone to verify. Kenton says Marcos was little person up until our junior/senior year in high school. I told you.
You ate some swole?
Yeah. I guess now's the time, huh?
I'm going to tell you who you stay away from.
All right.
Because this guy has been nothing but nothing.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm going to tell you. Here's who I've been riding.
All right.
But I don't know about this week. Jackson Dart. He throws for 1 million yards. He threw for 500 last week.
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
But they play Georgia this week.
That ain't going to happen this week, man, I tell you.
What. I mean, I don't know. I stay away from Quinn Ewers. Ewers,
yeah.
Carson Beck, too wishy-washy.
I want you to know, Leroy. Kate Klubnik. We've gone maybe about 5 minutes and put together zero parlays. I want you to know.
So what do we want to do a basketball one? What do you want to do?
So it's our Tua. We got the Dolphins on Monday.
You want to go Dolphins?
Let's do the Dolphins Monday.
Let's do Dolphins. Hold on. Let me get back to the board.
We'll give them the recipe to success for the Dolphins.
Hold on. Okay. Let's go to.
First of all, let's start with the obvious.
Pass yards?
Nope. Who's going to win? If you think the Dolphins are going to win.
What are they?
Plus,
I know they're.
Right now, it's a one point spread. Dolphins are plus
so that
one.
Means, so that means basically the Dolphins are favored.
Yeah, because essentially the Rams being home, you know they get three every time if you're home. So.
Right.
With that being said,
you want to know what Tua's number is?
Yeah.
More or less 254 and a half.
254, that's what you're getting. That's what
reasonable.
Oh, I'm getting 250.
Ooh, okay.
You know, 4 yards of leeway right there. So I got the Dolphins winning. They're plus 100 in that sense. So I'm just going to start that as the first leg of my parlay there.
Right.
Dolphins winning. Do I think Tua's going to have over 250? See, he had over 250 against Buffalo, and then Jalen Waddle wanted to go 20 yards in the opposite direction.
Oh, that counted as minus?
That counted as minus 20 yards, so he finished with the under, which was absolutely heartbreaking.
That would suck.
Absolutely heartbreaking for sure.
Now, how do you feel about this? Matthew Stafford, more or less 260 and a half. Think it's going to be a shootout? I think if the Dolphins win, it might have to be a shootout.
Okay. So, with that being said, then you think that both of these overs can be hit?
Yeah.
So, are we picking both overs?
If you think it's going to be a shootout, yeah.
I don't think there's good defense on both sides, so I'm going to pick both overs. I got the Dolphins winning, and I got both overs on passing. We're going to make this a five-leg parlay, so I just need two more legs.
So here's the other thing
yeah.
that you can always go with.
All right.
Here's what I'm going to go with. I like this one. This one has been I usually roll with Kareem Hunt, but he's playing Denver. Denver has a pretty solid offense.
Dade South says, y'all bet before the actives and inactives are released? Yeah, we bet on vibes.
How about Alvin Kamara? They playing Atlanta. That's no good. Atlanta's pretty good. But
we're focusing on the Dolphins, Leroy.
Hold on, I'm getting down. Hold on.
I got Devon Achan on 54 and a half yards. Over or under?
I got him at 55 and a half, and I have Raheem Mostert at
34. I got him at 34.
36 and a half.
I think Raheem is looking for a bounce back game, so I'm going to give him the over.
He always gets the yards.
Yeah.
But the problem is, Devon Achane get in,
yeah,
and he go buck wild.
Yeah.
But I think they both play him. Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Devon Achane will catch some passes.
All right, so let's go to reception.
So he may get his yards.
Yeah.
But it may be through those little quick passes. They try to get him the ball in space.
So I got a combo option then. This will be the last leg. I'm going to see if I can combine this guy's...
Total yards?
Yeah, like rushing and receiving. Is that possible? You know, do a little combo going on there. Player props.
So I got rushing plus receiving TDs. Rushing plus... Here we go. Got it.
Boom.
Okay. Ooh, they got him out. More or less 102.
Ooh, that's kind of a lot, isn't it?
I mean, no, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
But then. Guess what they have Raheem at?
What? Is Tyreek going to have a good... How about this? Is Tyreek... This is going to be my last leg. Is Tyreek going to have a good game? You tell me right now.
It's gettable.
Totally gettable. They got him. My last leg is either going to be this. Tyreek Hill over 72.5 or Jonnu Smith over 35.5.
Jonnu Smith.
All right. So my final leg is Jonnu Smith. This is now the Dolphins parlay with actual Leroy, not Spirit Leroy. Got Dolphins to win. We got Tua and Matthew Stafford over on passing yards. We got Raheem Mostert over on his rushing yards and Jonnu Smith over on his receiving yards. Those five legs, if I put $10 down, would generate me $160.
So you get 16-1 odds.
I like those odds. That is good value. That is five picks I feel comfortable with. You feel comfortable with that, Leroy?
I'm good
with that. Locked it in right now. Now when we go to break, I can put in a more ridiculous one.
Well, yeah, I know. You're going to put a 27.
OBJ anytime TD. I'm going to put that in. He's scoring.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about this health thing, though.
Please let us know, Leroy.
Hey, so, you know, guys are crazy. They don't want to go get checked up. They think they tough. They got to be strong.
Tough.
But when it comes to health, Father Time is undefeated. That's so right. You need to start being smart, especially if you're over 45. So I want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino, Ed Jovanovsky, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/ZOTIME.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.